Greetings and welcome to our continuing series of mini-casts on Parashat HaShavua. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. This will be the first bit on Parashat Bashalach, which begins, of course, with Am Yisrael leaving Egypt and being chased by Paro almost immediately, which leads, of course, to the confrontation at the Reed Sea, at Yam Suf, which ultimately leads to the great moment of the splitting of the sea. Am Yisrael successfully crossing the sea, the Egyptians being, if you will, suckered into going into the dry land in the middle of the sea to chase them, and then God defeating them by bringing the waters on them. However, there is a question that arises at the beginning of this week's parasha, at the beginning of Bishalach, specifically at the beginning of chapter 14, when Paro and his men suddenly change their mind, Vayehafech levav ha'am, Vayimuel Paro, and they say, what is this that we've done, that we've let Am Yisrael to go out, which is preceded by the information, Vayugad lemelech mitzvayim kivarach ha'am. The king of Egypt hears or finds out that the nation has fled, and then everything changes, and they, instead of letting them leave, give chase to them with the chariots and the horsemen, etc., etc., which leads, of course, to the events that I described earlier. The question is, what was it that they heard that changed their mind? And Rashi immediately picks up on this, and other Rishonim echo Rashi's sentiment, that Paro had been under the impression that Am Yisrael was going to leave for a three-day festival, and either, one way to look at it, is that the Am Yisrael was already gone more than 3 days and did not seem to be turning back, and that is Rashi's take. Some other Rishonim read it slightly differently, which is that the direction that they took did not indicate that they were going to a specific place to offer an offering, but rather that they were fleeing. In other words, the way that it's read by these commentaries is that the entire time Bnei Yisrael had been presenting a plan to Paro, which is we're going to go out in the desert for 3 days and worship God, and Paro kept resisting and then finally allowed them to go, but only the men. Paro, he finally allowed them to go, but not take their animals, etc., etc. And then when he finally let Am Yisrael go, the sense was he was letting them go for this three-day festival. And then when he found out one way or another that that was not really in the works, he gave chase to them. However, what is happening from the perspective of Am Yisrael? And we have here three possibilities, generally. Possibility number one, Am Yisrael thinks the same thing. In other words, Am Yisrael thinks we're on our way out to the desert for a three-day festival. And the cloud and Moshe's direction puts them in a different continuum such that they end up not turning back. And so everybody's really on the same page, and God is manipulating things differently. Possibility number two is that Am Yisrael knew that they were not going out for a three-day festival. Am Yisrael knew that they were leaving Egypt for good, and that this was a disingenuous presentation to Paro, and indeed from the beginning may have been such a presentation, that the entire statement of we were going to go out into the desert for 3 days to worship our God was just a ruse for one reason or another, and in a minute I'll suggest what two of those reasons might have been. And the third possibility, of course, is that Am Yisrael actually said to Paro, we are leaving, or it was out in the open that Am Yisrael is leaving for good, and that Paro then changed his mind for some other reason. As I mentioned, the Rishonim don't go in that direction. They suggest that Paro was still under the impression that Am Yisrael was going out for a three-day festival to worship God, and when they didn't come back or they went in a different direction, then he gave chase, feeling that he'd been fooled. As I mentioned, there is a direction taken by many to understand that the request to go out for 3 days in the desert was really a ruse. It was never such an intention. And what would be the purpose of that? One obvious purpose would have been to demonstrate to Am Yisrael how very stubborn Paro is, because we are always in the situation of rationalizing for ourselves others' evil and saying that, well, it won't be so bad and there'll be more understanding. And it's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us the opportunity to see how very unyielding, how very inflexible Paro is, that even when we just want to go out in the desert for 3 days to worship God, he won't be willing. So, in other words, and this is the presentation that we have all the way back in Perek Gimel, when Hashem meets Moshe at the Sneh for the first time and gives him the direction and says, I'm going to take you to Eretz Yisrael. Now here I want you to go to the elders and tell them all of this, and then you and the elders go together to Paro and say, we want to go out for 3 days to the desert, and I know that Paro won't let you go. So it all seems to be a machination by God, a master puppeteer working the strings so that Moshe will come to Paro, Paro's going to say no, and then everything's going to ensue, and that will give license for all of the makot and everything else that's going to happen in Mitzrayim, ultimately leading to the final exodus and the total exodus. But all of that works under an impression which is not necessarily the only way to read the text, and I don't think is even the straightest way to read the text, which is that when Am Yisrael actually left Egypt, which is the beginning of Parashat B'Shalach, that they were leaving with an intended and understood goal of leaving Egypt for good, quitting Egypt. And that this was what Paro then discovered and then came after them. But I don't think that's not necessarily the way to read the narrative. If we go back to the original point, which I mentioned in Perek Gimel, when Hashem meets Moshe and he says to him, tell Am Yisrael that I'm bringing them to an Eretz, Tovar, Chava, Eretz, Avat, Chalav, Udvash, etc. And then you go tell this to the elders. They're going to hear about it. Then you go together to Paro and say, we want to go out for 3 days, which sounds like it's a setup for fooling Paro, as it were. That's not necessarily the way to read it. Another way to read it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, this is the ultimate presentation. Ultimately, I'm taking you to the land. In the meantime, this is what I want you to ask of Paro. I want to re-covenant with you. And the way to do it is to leave Egypt, to come into a special place where you and I will meet, right here on this mountain. You bring the people here, we'll re-covenant, and we'll go from there. And if you look at the entire interaction between Moshe and Paro, from the first point where he comes in and says, let my people go, what does he add? Let my people go that they may serve me, and almost every time that they may serve me in the desert. We're going to go out and offer an offering to God for 3 days in the desert. We have to take all of our animals because we don't know what it is that God will demand of us in the desert. All of our children, everybody's going to be involved in this celebration. Every mention of leaving is not about leaving Egypt for good. It's not even leaving the status of slaves for good. It is a question of a 3-day furlough in order to worship God. Now, what happens afterwards is something that we'll discuss in the next minicast. We try to keep these under 10 minutes. And take a look at how in the next Aliyah, when Am Yisrael is cornered and Egypt corners them, how suddenly there's a whole new realization, and perhaps something very surprising, about why this departure from Egypt ends up being an utter and total departure instead of a temporary visit to the desert to worship God.